Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Social media and mobile devices have revolutionized how we communicate with and perceive one another. John Parmalee, associate professor of communication at the University of North Florida, explains how this new technology is influencing the political process as well.
According to Twitter's founders, the name Twitter was selected because the dictionary said it means a short burst of inconsequential information. However, my research has found that Twitter is anything but inconsequential when it comes to politics. While there are many effects that Twitter has on politics and democracy, five stand out. The first effect is just how influential political tweets are on people's political views. Some demographic groups, such as women and those older than 40, have their political beliefs influenced more by tweets from leaders they usually agree with than by anybody else in their social circle. That includes friends, family, and coworkers. Also, political tweets often affect people's actions. Most political tweeters who were surveyed said they often take actions that are recommended in political tweets. Another effect is that many of Twitter's features encourage activism and political discourse. This makes Twitter the ultimate soapbox. Political Twitter users have a genuine desire to engage politically, and they are disappointed when political leaders use Twitter to talk at them as opposed to talking with them. Other effects raise concerns. For those who are very ideological, Twitter use can contribute to political polarization. This means that for some, Twitter is being used to limit exposure to diverse political views. The final effect is more hopeful. Tweeting teaches political leaders brevity. Because tweets are limited to just 140 characters, politicians are forced to get to the point. And that is a refreshing change.
That was John Parmalee of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
But now you're no one if you're not on Twitter. And if you aren't there already, you've missed it. If you haven't been bookmarked, retweeted, and blogged, you might as well not have existed.